Woke up in
the Let's begin with a new segment, sure to win your hearts and minds over the next few years.
On the radio. Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West. Good morning.
This is Virgin Mornings.
Radiated through space.
With Adam Wilde, DJ, and Jax.
Your new morning show.
Morning show.
I don't know if you've seen this. 15 degrees?
Yeah.
What? Hi.
Crazy.
Amazing.
And here's the best part. It's usually if it's like 15 degrees, it's like, oh man, it's going to rain.
Yeah.
No, it's not. It's going to be sunny and beautiful. 15 degrees.
Toronto does a lot of things wrong, but yesterday I saw us doing everything right. People were out and about.
Yep.
Like everybody was out in the city enjoying the sunshine. We do spring right.
Spring, summer, fall in this city are amazing.
Absolutely.
It's just winter that just becomes a bit dark and cold.
Yeah.
Hibernation station.
Absolutely. Hey, but listen. 15 degrees and sunny today. I don't know how it could get much better than that, except that we have a mattress from Bloom. It's the country to
so
give to
comfy.
You sometime at 6:30 around that time. Then we're going to destroy your dad at 7. And then we've got iHeartRadio Secret Session featuring Niall Horan passes.
Yeah, baby.
And a huge announcement about that. That's at 8 o'clock. But right now, let's check in with the crew. TJ, what's on your mind?
Guys, I was almost arrested this morning.
That's not true.
Because in the shower, I was out of it, and I accidentally applied conditioner before applying shampoo. And that, as you both know, is against the law.
Do you wash your hair every day?
Yeah.
That's so bad for your hair.
Yeah.
Hey, my hair is phenomenal, so.
No, it's so bad for your hair. Yeah.
Tell me I have bad hair.
He's got great hair. He does. I wash my hair like once a week.
Yeah, that's what you should do, twice or once a week.
Yeah, cool.
Jax?
Guys, we're in trouble this week.
What?
We got a full moon.
Oh.
But it's not just any full moon. Hang on, hear me out. It's the worm moon.
Not the worm moon.
No, it's also known as the crow moon or the crust moon.
Can't they just pick one?
Okay. Guys, I come here with moon information.
Okay. You're right. No, sorry.
But
continue. This
is a full moon, and we're also in retrograde, as I've told you guys.
Yeah.
So things are going to get weird this week. So if anything in your life feels a little wonky, that's why.
Yeah, now you have something to blame.
Yeah.
Other than yourself.
Seriously.
Damn worm moon.
Producer Jesse.
Love is real again. Kylie Jenner and Travis Scott are reportedly back together.
Yes!
For how many months this time? Do you
Stop
think?
It.
I think they're going to be on and off for the rest of their lives.
Yeah,
they're
so?
They love each other so much, and they have young Stormy, and I really like this.
Jax, I think given the amount of times they've broken up, I'm not sure that they do.
Well, I think they probably love each other, but you know when you're in your early 20s, which they are, and you go back and forth with that one person that you have a strong connection with, which they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually in your late 20s, you're like, why the hell did I waste so much time on that person?
No.
Which everyone does.
No. No, they love each
other.
I'm
sorry, where's the lie?
No,
they love each other, and they're going to figure it out.
I'm going to pull out Google Maps and search for lie.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Did anything come up? How long will it take to get there?
Can't find it.
Yeah.
They're sweet.
Crazy. Oh, I'm sure they are. Doesn't mean they're meant to be, Jax.
Hey.
It's 99.9 Virgin Radio the weekend. Good morning. Happy Monday.
Virgin Mornings.
With what's trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
You know, we're starting to see a lot of concert cancellations, amongst other things, due to coronavirus. Notably this weekend, South by Southwest was canceled.
Mm-hmm.
And this relates to Justin Bieber because 8 dates on Justin Bieber's 45-date stadium tour in support of his new album Changes were scaled down this weekend as well to just arena appearances. So from stadiums to arenas in 8 locations. There was no official announcement on Bieber's social media accounts, although the 8 arenas posted notices on Twitter telling fans that the shows have been moved due to unforeseen circumstances. Some rumors are saying it is, of course, due to coronavirus. Either that or maybe those cities just didn't really dig yummy. Who knows? Just a heads up, though, he is still playing the Rogers Center. And when you get downgraded from a stadium to an arena, you're still playing like to 22,000 people.
He's
I think
doing
you're doing
just
okay.
Fine. I do have to say, though, maybe it's because his album wasn't as good as Purpose. I'm just saying.
Could be. Oh, there's no question about that.
He's so good. I just wanted that so
There's
much.
No question about that.
Post Malone has a message for fans who are worried about him. So some tweets were going viral this past weekend and over the last few days of Posty performing live and honestly not looking very well at times. You know, he's holding the microphone up. He's just looking rather aloof. And some people are saying he was on a lot of drugs. And he addressed it at the recent show.
I'm not on drugs and I feel the best I've ever felt in my whole life. And that's why I can bust my ass for these shows and fall on the floor and do all that fun.
So where it pauses there is because he's swearing. But
no,
if you missed it, he said,
Post Malone.
I'm not on drugs. I feel the best I've ever effing felt in my life.
Okay.
In other news, the weather today is going to be like unbelievably nice. It says it's going to hit a high of 15 degrees, but it's going to be sunny, so it's going to feel a little bit warmer than that as well. It's exposed ankle season, baby. And hopefully it's also white shoes season because I'm wearing some and I can't.
You've been wearing those since January, man. I don't understand.
Yeah, I pick my spots, though. you know,
it's salty and dirty outside, but I'm going to wear my white shoes. I'm
wear
TJ.
I wear my white Vans because it's 2017 again.
Damn, Daniel.
References. That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ. Okay, so we're giving away a Bloom mattress at 6:30 today. So be ready for that if you need some place to sleep. If you need something to sleep on. And if you want $500 to buy sheets for that, we can destroy your debt at 7 o'clock. How about that?
How about that?
Woo! All right.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Hey, so with coronavirus, everybody's understandably being cautious.
Mm-hmm.
There are a few people who are flipping out. But I think I would say most people are like, okay, listen, I'm going to watch out for this.
Yeah.
I'm going to be careful. I'm going to wash my hands and, you know, do all the things that you're supposed to do. Yeah, exactly. And then I understand that. But there are some people that are taking it a little far and freaking out about every little thing. And one of the things that I think people are really worried about is shaking hands.
Yeah.
And I understand that. I get that. I get it. I totally understand. So what comes in place of shaking hands? You got fist bumps. You got the foot thing, the foot tap thing that they're doing apparently in China. The thing is to raise your right foot and everybody taps feet.
It's a whole new TikTok dance too.
Yes, yeah. Totally. And then there's what the government in the United States, who are easily the most visible, are doing, which is doing the elbow bump.
Cool dude alert.
Oh my God. Oh man, Jax, you didn't see it because like... They'll kick off a press conference, and the vice president, who is just like an old guy, will walk down and he'll elbow bump everybody along the way, and it is so awkward and weird.
Just
he's
old
like,
white
hello?
Men.
Hi, yes, yeah. I'm not a vampire. Yes, yeah. Hello, hi.
He does look like somebody who's been preserved for 100 mm-hmm. years.
He does.
But anyway, he's doing this, and he's the guy in the States that's heading up all the coronavirus task forces, mm-hmm. right? He's the one that's saying, well, here's how we get the tests, and here's what we do here, and here's what we do there. And he's doing this elbow bump thing, so people think it's okay to do the elbow bump thing. It turns out the elbow bump thing isn't good.
Like, oh, what? No. How? Why?
According to disease experts, when greeting people, it's best to avoid elbow bumps because they put you within a meter of that person.
Wait, what?
A meter?
A meter. So apparently part of the thing is this virus is very contagious,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And even though it tends to, you know, it gives young people flu symptoms and stuff like that. If you did that with somebody who had a compromised immune system or who is a bit older and can't handle it, becoming within a meter of them is just dangerous, period.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you have it and you don't know you have it, and you elbow bump with someone, you're not protecting them.
It's weird, because you would think that the elbow would be very safe, because I don't think scientifically you can lick your elbow.
You can't, right? But it's more than just that. Like, you know, if you talk, you spit when you talk, right?
Yeah.
So it goes.
Yeah. Some more than others.
Especially if you're a hand talker, it goes everywhere.
Yeah, that's a good point.
TJ,
yeah.
As a man who lives in the sky and never leaves his apartment, have you ever felt so good about a choice?
No. And then when I'm seeing everyone on the news, like, panic buying toilet paper, I'm like, well, luckily I got that too. So
pays to never leave my home.
the introverts win.
Yeah.
Finally.
Yeah.
It's our
Suck
time.
It, extroverts. I win again.
It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
After 35 years, it's all over. Canadian tradition robbed from us. Roll up the rim.
Oh. Ooh, ooh. Thought you were talking about wearing plaid to a wedding.
No, that will never be robbed from us. Roll up the rim is done, except that it's not.
It's not actually done.
So here's the thing.
Take it easy.
Tim Hortons was going to do roll up the rim, but the program was that they wanted you to download the Tim mm-hmm. Hortons app, because everybody wants you on the app now. And then if you bought a coffee and rolled up the rim, you would get 3 or 4 more rolls online.
Yeah.
And they have like a randomized prize draw thing there that's done with an algorithm.
Yeah.
So you could win. You'd have a few more chances. And that the whole point was the incentive to move you to the app. Well, because of coronavirus, they don't want people cutting or ripping the lids off of their Tim Hortons cups and handing them to the people behind the cash anymore.
Yeah.
Rightfully so. So they've taken every Tim Hortons cup that would have been rolled up the rim and they've destroyed them. And they are putting it all online. So they've redistributed all the prizes. Will all now be online. But you have to buy a coffee first.
I also remember a part of this, too, was to cut down on waste.
Yeah.
Which, now that they've destroyed them all, I don't really
think
helped either.
They're wasting even more.
I have to be honest with you, though. If you're, they can't do, right now, like, Starbucks has taken away the reusable cup.
Yeah, same with second cup.
It isn't going to save anything in terms of the environment, because people still need to buy the coffee.
Yeah.
Right? You can't roll up the rim without buying the coffee. So that's a different conversation, I think.
Yeah.
I wonder if now that they aren't, like, because they were slowly trying to veer away from the cups, like they were, you know, kind of doing half-half thing. I wonder if now that they're going to be completely cupless, if it'll actually be easier for them to do that next year.
Oh, no,
I
think this is
on the app.
This was
forever.
The plan. This was the plan.
Yeah, but
anyway.
I think
they
it expedites it. Yeah, I think it's the only good thing about this.
I don't know.
Is that they can go cupless?
I enjoyed rolling up the rim tart. That was fun.
I enjoyed killing trees too, man.
I enjoyed never winning.
You, just
you know, did anyone ever win? I know Jax. Did you know Jax won a bike when she was a kid?
Really?
I won a bike as a young gal, and I sold it. And
no
I bought a Columbia jacket with my earnings. Yeah,
you did.
I did.
Oh my God.
My mother was so proud of me. She's like, look at you using money right. It was yellow. That was cool.
That is really
She's like, give me the jacket that makes me look like a bumblebee.
So how much did the Columbia jacket cost you? This is really interesting now.
I think it was like $190.
That is a lot of
money. That is a lot of money. My mother was like, yeah, frig you. I'm not doing that. Like, you're going to get it dirty. So I was like, I'll sell my bike then. I won the bike. It was a really nice bike. It was one of those cruisers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. I'm with you, TJ. I never won a single thing on Roll Up the Rim. And I didn't even know it was possible to actually win something. I thought that was just a myth.
Yeah. It's urban legend.
It's cool to know that, you know, once 15, 16 years ago, you won something, Jack.
And then I sold it.
Very grateful for the prize.
Yeah.
I bet you'd take the bike now over the jacket,
wouldn't you? I would. Cruise around on that.
Yeah.
It was a nice bike.
Absolutely. Well, now you can download the app and get several.
Give it a shot. All right.
Yeah, or you could win a barbecue. That'd be good.
Virgin Mornings with What's Trending. And this is
what's trending right now. We're starting to see a lot of concert cancellations due to the coronavirus. Notably, this weekend, South by Southwest was canceled. But there's other things happening in music, too, that are kind of getting brushed away because of that announcement. Example, 8 dates on Justin Bieber's 45-date stadium tour in support of his new album Changes were scaled down this weekend to, quote, just arena appearances. No official announcement from Bieber's social media accounts came out, although the 8 arenas posted notices on their Twitter telling fans that the show's been moved due to unforeseen circumstances. Some people are, of course, speculating that it's because of coronavirus, but I believe the tickets have been on sale since December, which is really before the big outbreak. I'm just guessing people don't really like Yummy that much.
The real reason is, let's just be straight. They're not selling enough tickets.
Yeah.
Let's just call it what it is. They're not selling enough tickets, and that is because, why?
The album isn't as strong as Purpose.
No, it's not even that it's not as strong. It's not good.
No, it is good.
It's not good. It's got also a couple songs.
I will say, and I've done some deep dives into Justin Bieber message boards. A lot of people are super hesitant.
Wait, what?
Shush. A lot of people.
Wow.
A lot of people are really hesitant because, you know, he canceled a lot of shows, and for whatever the reason, but on last tour, he canceled a lot of shows, so a lot of people were screwed. You know, they had flights, they had hotels, they had accommodations, everything was all set up, so they lost money. So they're obviously hurt, and they're bitter, right? So maybe they're not as excited to get tickets this time. Either way, I hope his tour is good.
If he had banger after banger after banger after banger come out from this album, that would not be what the message boards were saying. They'd be like, oh my God, I'm so excited to see him. Yeah. We all know Yummy bombed. It did. Intentions is a good song.
It's so good.
And what else you got, man?
What do you mean? You still got
that's
that.
On the last, that's
sorry,
on the last album.
Got
sorry.
Exactly. Let me just see that one again.
Bring back Skrillex.
Exactly.
Yeah. By the way, he's still playing the Rogers Center. And when we say downgraded, you know, we're talking like he's playing a mall.
Listen,
he's playing an arena that 22,000 people. He'll be okay.
Justin Bieber at Casino-rama.
Ooh, he's at Rama this weekend. My dad texts me. He's like, hey, tour. Dua Lipa and John Krasinski are going to be on SNL on March 28th. Which could be like the greatest SNL ever. Dua is there because of course her EP Future Nostalgia is out April 3rd, and John is there because he's hot and perfect, and he played.
Call him by his real name.
Jim.
Jim from The Office.
Jimothy.
Jimothy.
Is he promoting anything? Or do they just like him?
I think they just like him.
I think he's just
sometimes like, they have people on, and you're like, what are you promoting actually? And they're like, oh, I'm just here.
Oh, no, I'm just here because I'm great.
Like Justin Timberlake does that. Yeah. Right? He just shows up.
Oh, no, everybody loves me. Yeah. That's why I'm here.
Oh, I don't need to promote anything.
Exactly.
Yeah. What? Quiet Place 2. Yeah, but he's not in Quiet Place 2, is he? Yeah. Producer Jesse?
Well, he's the director.
But something happened to him at the end of the first one.
Right, but he's the director still.
Oh.
He wrote it, too.
Well, we digress. There was a robbery at Yorkdale Mall over the weekend, and 4 of the 5 suspects were caught by a very cute dog.
Oh.
So authorities managed to grab all 5 suspects. 4 of them were found with the help of a dedicated canine officer, the police dog named Django, who was introduced to the world on Toronto Police Operations Twitter. And everyone fell in love with Django. Now, my best friend is I call him a dog cop, but there's a canine officer.
A dog cop. That's
I like that name better.
And
but anyway.
These dogs are wild because they are so cute and they look so nice, but they're just machines. But they're really funny because they're very highly trained and they can do things like this. But when you say you're a good boy, their tail wags.
Yeah.
So still a dog at heart. I told this story so I could brag that I'm friends with a cop.
Cool.
And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
TJ's friends with a cop, everybody.
Hey, to know. That guy, he knows a cop.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Try
cool,
and catch me
TJ.
Speeding. I dare you.
How about some better news? Destroying your debt next. Text debt in your name to 999999 right now to get in on it.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Delish. Told you. That's
stop,
the word.
Stop saying that.
Once
I don't like
this
that.
Is over, you're going to be like, Adam was right. Delish is the word.
I just don't like when you say it.
Yeah, I know. Okay. It just doesn't feel right.
It's delish. Yeah.
Anyways.
You can see how I had trouble, talking to women at all times.
No yes. way. Yes.
That is becoming evident. Yeah. Yes.
All right. So if you want to get your secrets in, you can DM us. Any of us. Our DMs are open. Virgin Radios are open. Or you can just text secret to 999999 like Brian did. I was supposed to go to a concert with my sister this weekend. And she backed out last minute. She said she said I didn't have to give her the money because she felt bad. So I sold both of our tickets and used the money to buy more expensive front row tickets and went alone.
Genius.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Not worth
genius.
It.
Genius.
Right?
That's a smart cookie.
Do you guys ever go to concerts alone?
Absolutely.
No, never done a concert alone. I've gone to movies and stuff by myself.
But... What concert did you go to alone?
I've gone to like a bunch of folk shows in Halifax. I haven't gone to too many here. I was thinking of going to Adele alone, but then my friend came and I was like, you know what? It's probably for the best. I just wasn't weeping by myself.
Our friend, a guy named Tyler, who does weekends here. He's also working at Virgin Radio in Montreal now too, because he's a star in the making.
He's so good.
He goes to U2 shows. It's his favorite band. He goes to U2 every time they come on tour, and he goes alone. And the reason he goes alone is because he doesn't want anyone else to ruin the experience. He wants to enjoy it in his way.
Fair.
And no one else could enjoy it in his way like he does. He doesn't want anyone to say anything to him throughout the show, and he does it. As I think it's amazing.
Tyler also bought 8 iPhones just so he could get that album on his phone.
No, he didn't.
5 years ago.
TJ, that's like an 8-year-old joke. Stop it.
Who's joking?
Courtney texted secret to 999999. This has to do with marriage, guys. I knew my boyfriend was going to propose. Completely ruined the whole thing. I pretended I was.
No.
You know what? I think like 90% of proposals, you know it's coming.
Yeah, that's fair.
You have to know it's coming.
I actually just had beers with my buddy Kenny, who told me that he was planning on proposing to his girlfriend when they were on their Europe trip.
Yeah.
But the ring he wanted, he couldn't get it in time. So like the day before they left, he sat her down and was like, look, I was going to propose to you in Paris.
See,
that was a good move.
And because she would have been mad.
Yeah. Because he was like, if I don't propose to her on this trip, she's going to leave me.
Yeah.
So they went ring shopping when they were in Paris and they found something and he found the perfect moment.
I swear to God, Sarah, he said he was going to propose and he didn't.
Well, the thing is that if you've gone out and shopped with rings together, she knows it's coming.
Yeah.
It's not a surprise.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think it's just the execution. You know?
Sienna from Jax's DMs. Mm-hmm. I saw you at the gym, Jax, but I was too nervous to come say hi. You are looking good.
Thank you. Is that you guys with like a secret account?
Yeah.
Like just kind of trying to give
Jax
me love?
Jax has got the newly single, I go to the gym over everything thing
going
on.
I've been going to the gym even when I was in a relationship.
So, and full disclosure, on this show, What you hear is what you get. This is how we are off the air as well, and we are truly very, very close. And the thing is that TJ and I will go out, but Jax will no longer join us because she is in gym mode, and she's like, I'm not drinking booze, and yeah. I'm going to eat properly, and I'm going to the gym. And you look amazing.
Thank you.
You look incredible. And but you've got the newly single, I'm not doing anything fun with you guys until I meet somebody new, and then I'm going to do all the fun stuff that
I used to do. I didn't want to hang out with you guys even when I was in a relationship.
Oh,
yeah, nah.
Lies.
On Saturday, we're like, oh, we're going for wings and beer. Do you want to come? She's like, no, I have a workout. We're like, well, we're going in the afternoon. She's like, well, no, I'm thinking about my workout the next day.
Stop it.
I gotta prepare for that workout mentally.
That's not true.
Taylor, the last one that we're gonna do today, she texted secret to 999999. She said, when my boyfriend is home alone, ooh, I hope you're ready for this one.
No, what?
When my boyfriend is home alone, I watch him through our Furbo dog camera.
Okay.
That's the camera you can watch on your
phone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He definitely doesn't know I watch him because I catch him doing everything. Oh no. Even that, she said.
That was the first place my mind went.
Yeah.
Oh.
And that, yeah. She's.
That's.
This is why you don't have cameras in the house. If you want cameras outside of the house, I get it. You want to ring doorbells, just whatever you want to do, fine. No cameras in the house.
I mean,
sounds like they're into it.
Yeah, but it sounds like she's enjoying it. Maybe it's kind of hot. Who knows?
No,
there's a button. There's a button on those things too. You can press it, and it hurls treats at them. So
fire treats at them.
She's like, good job. You're working hard.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
It's always interesting to see people's reaction to things that are very stressful and kind of new. Like the reaction to coronavirus, person to person, is really interesting. You've got the person in your life who is not bothered by anything. It's not bothered by anything, guy. It's like, yeah, it doesn't matter. It'll be fine.
It's all overblown.
That's cool.
And then you got the person with 10 Purells at their desk.
Yeah.
Right? Well, I don't know if I want minty Purell or if I want flowery Purell.
Yeah.
So you got people freaking out about one way or the other. Now, what's interesting is that for some reason, people hear pandemic and they're like, I need to buy toilet paper. Not just a little toilet paper. I need to buy all the toilet paper at Loblaws. All the toilet paper ever created.
I need all of the toilet paper anyone could ever need.
And you're seeing it in Australia, you're seeing it in the UK, you're seeing it in the United States. I think a little less here. But people are flipping out and they just go and they buy all the toilet paper.
People are very panicked in Alberta, I've seen.
Yeah. Yes. My Burtas. Facebook is just filled with people being like, hey, everyone, there's still toilet paper available at this metro.
Dude, I'm like, what? So you're probably wondering, I don't know if you're wondering this, I was wondering, what's the deal? TJ found this amazing article. And it's actually a psychologist breaking down why, in a disaster, people panic and buy toilet paper. It's unbelievable.
I don't know how to fix this, but I need toilet paper.
So the doctor says that toilet paper becomes a symbol of general panic because there are two panics. There's disaster panic and general panic.
Oh.
Toilet paper is a symbol of general panic. She says disaster panic is normally something you have more information on, such as like a natural disaster, right?
Yeah.
A hurricane, tornado, something like that. General panic is, you know, you don't know as much. And they say, you know, it's going to happen. And normally it's going to last a couple days with disaster panic. But in a public health issue, you have no idea. You have no idea how this is going to go. So things that have longer shelf items, like longer shelf life items, like food items, normally you're drawn to because of the fact that they're bigger in size. So you've got like, you know, toilet paper's not gonna go away.
No.
But psychologically, because of the packaging itself, you're drawn to it. It's got bright colors. It seems like, oh, you know what? That comes in a big package. I probably need a lot of it.
They dedicate a whole aisle to it.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's so easy for stores to look empty. So the empty aisle also creates in your head a scarcity. So it triggers something inside of you that goes, well, they're a bunch of people are buying toilet paper. I better too.
We just got a text from the 416. Sold out everywhere. Was in London yesterday visiting my daughter who's at university, and even Costco was sold out.
Wow.
See, because I did grocery shopping on Sunday and I went to the metro on Front Street and it was tons of toilet paper.
I was at Shoppers on Bloor West the other day and I bought toilet paper.
Also, I'm just going to throw this out there.
Should I have gotten more?
The shower exists.
Adam, no, ew.
What? What do you mean, ew?
It's like a stand-up bidet.
I'm just throwing it out there. Like, there's...
It doesn't.
Right, like
they work
I mean,
the same.
I mean,
it's not.
You also got a sink.
Ew, TJ.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Post Malone has a message for fans who are worried about him. Some tweets were going viral this past weekend showing Posty performing live and honestly not looking very well, looking a little bit aloof.
Yeah.
He addressed it at a recent show after fans were saying that he was high on drugs.
Do you want me to play the clip?
Hey, that would be wonderful.
I'm not on drugs and I feel the best I've ever felt in my whole life. And that's why I can bust my ass for these shows and fall on the floor and do all that fun.
So he swore a bit there, but what he said is, I'm not on drugs. I feel the best I've ever effing felt in my life.
He does always have a Bud Light in his hand, though.
He does.
Yeah, he's sponsored by Bud Light. He definitely drinks a lot. But whatever he's going through, hopefully, he's okay and everything's good in his life.
Plus, we've seen him live. Like, he does. He dances around very differently. It might just be part of his personality, too. It's nice that we live in a world, though, where people do worry about people instead of just ignoring it, you know?
Yeah. Or glorifying it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they used to do.
And there's still a bit of that going around, too. But anyway, let's just hope that Posty's happy and healthy. No more roll up the rim this year. Cups due to the coronavirus. Tim's has confirmed that they will be moving most of their contesting to apps and will be scrapping the roll up the rim cups due to the current public health environment. They say they'll be redistributing $30 million in prizes to restaurant giveaways and digital contests. Mm. They've also joined Second Cup, McDonald's, and Starbucks to stop accepting reusable cups and only sticking to paper cups in the hopes of cutting down on some stuff as well.
Well, that was kind of the direction they were going anyway, so this sort of accelerates their plan. Right?
I already won my bike 10 years ago. I don't care.
No, you sold your bike and bought a Columbia jacket. Be honest.
Yeah, sorry. That was like 20 years ago. Yeah, but I prospered, baby.
What's the most value you've ever gotten out of a roll at the rim, TJ? Is it the $2 coffee or the 99 cent donuts?
Probably the coffee.
Yeah.
99 cent donuts? What year are you living in?
I get the premium donuts.
Are they?
Probably, oh yeah. They're like $1.50 for a little sprinkle heaven.
I get they have this like blueberry donut now, and it tastes like sour cream glaze with blueberry flavor. And as I've said before, sour cream glaze is the champagne of donuts.
It's the worst.
It's so good. And the blueberry one is just as good.
Mm.
So.
That's like the Wonder Bread of donuts, man. Mm. That's so good. Like, I cannot believe that's your favorite donut.
People back me up on this, man. Hey, it's going to be an amazing day to sit in the park and eat a bunch of sour cream glazed donuts. It's going to get up to 15 degrees, but it's going to be sunny. So they're speculating it could feel like upwards to 18 in certain areas of the GTA. It's exposed ankle season, baby. And I'm here for it. That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
And according to TJ, it's also white shoe season.
It is.
And he has blisters. I saw him.
Why do you hurt
when we
so
were playing
bad?
When we were playing a song, I saw him changing his Band-Aids. You made a great mistake.
Wait, what? Why do you have blisters, though?
Because I'm wearing my ballerina socks, and they're not. They're
spring is here, baby.
They're hurting my feet.
You played hockey all winter,
yeah,
and your little white shoes are giving you the blisters,
well,
huh?
Well, I can't get blood on my white shoes.
My skin.
That won't go with my outfit.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
There's famous, and then there's like YouTube, Instagram famous, which is you're famous to the people that follow you, and everybody else are like, who?
Yeah.
Occasionally, though, somebody from the internet fame crosses over to mainstream fame. And that brings us, and may she rest in peace, to Marnie, the 18-year-old Shih Tzu, who took off in 2012 when she was already an older dog.
Yeah, she's an older lady.
She is known for being lopsided. She had the tongue hanging out of her mouth and her head kind of cocked to the sideways.
She walked kind of sideways,
So when she was a homeless street dog.
Yeah.
And the family that adopted her put her on the internet and she went viral right away.
Yeah, she had a hard life, but then she was a superstar.
Absolutely.
She's
superstar.
A sweet gal. Yeah.
And one of those dogs that everybody follows on Instagram, she made friends with Demi Lovato, Tina Fey, Joe Jonas. Yeah. And her owner posted on the IG account this weekend and said, actually warned people a couple weeks ago and said, time's running out.
Yeah.
But said, it is with much grief I share the news that Marnie has passed away painlessly and peacefully in my home Thursday afternoon at the age of 18. Her comfort had been notably declining over the past few days with little hope for improvement, and she let me know that she'd had enough.
Oh, sweetheart.
She enjoyed her chicken till the very end.
Oh.
I also want to enjoy my chicken.
That makes me want to tear up, man. Yeah, she's so sweet. Little dogs, though, they live so long, you know?
They do.
Like 18, that's a great life.
It's a good run.
Absolutely. Now, I wanted to ask you something, because everybody has that thing
that they follow on Instagram. Like for me, it's Dean the Basset Hound, who is a Toronto Basset Hound.
Yeah. Oh.
And Kimchi as well.
Kimchi's great.
Yeah, Kimchi the Corgi.
Yeah.
Also Toronto. There's a lot of Toronto famous dogs.
There
yeah,
is.
We love Kimchi.
Both of these dogs are ones that I follow and people are like, really? I've never heard of that. And then a couple weeks later, they come back to me and they're like, yo, so glad I followed.
Great follow.
They're
yeah.
adorable.
Yeah.
So here's what I want to ask you. Who do you follow? It can be pet-wise. It can be weird Instagram. So we're talking people, pets, whatever, that you need to, that people need to be following on Instagram.
I am a fan of Norbert.
Who's Norbert?
Let me tell you more about Norbert. Norbert the dog, at Norbert the dog, if you're looking for a good follow. Very little, like little tiny dog.
Okay. You do love little dogs.
I love little tiny yeah. dogs, yeah. The Instagram bio here. I'm a 3-pound registered therapy dog. Author and philanthropist. Proud volunteer at Children's Hospital LA. And Norbert, so I'm just looking through. And Norbert, I don't think has any teeth because Norbert's little tongue's coming out.
Aww. Yeah.
Which happens, you know, which will happen with my dog, Reggie, because he'll have to lose his teeth. He's very cute. He's 3 pounds.
Adorable. Dogs without teeth,
I know, as sad as that is, are so
cute.
It's so sweet.
TJ, who's your follow that's like, people need to know more?
Can I just say every time I look at TJ when we're listening to any songs on this radio station, he's literally on a dog account. This yeah. dude is obsessed with dog accounts.
I love it because it brings me joy. So I have two. The first one is Caps Pup, the Ooh. Washington Capitals.
Oh, yeah,
the hockey
love that
team.
Dude. Mm-hmm.
They have a therapy dog that they're training for veterans.
Oh,
so
that's cool.
They're bringing him around the team, and like I've got to watch him grow up since a puppy, and he's yeah. all like floopy, and he's very fun. And they post a lot of like really good content because they put him in like hockey jerseys and stuff. And then he'll go to the gym and work out, and he'll be like, back on that grind. And I'm like, yeah, get it, Captain. His name is Captain.
Busy. It's a busy time for you yeah. these days, isn't it?
Things are going well.
So here's what we want to know. Texas, 999999. TJ, what's your second follow?
Oh, it's Tucker Budson, and it's a golden retriever who has a really hot owner, so I follow that one as well.
TJ, what?
All right.
So
416-872-9999, 999999 to text. Now that Marnie is gone, we must find other doggies to love. And other things, too.
R.I.P.
Hit us up.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Instagram accounts you got to follow. It doesn't necessarily have to be pets, although most of them are.
Yeah.
Where, like, you show your friends, like, oh, my God, have you followed this account? We want to know. We lost our girl Marnie over the weekend, who's the most famous dog on the internet. And we lost Grumpy Cat late last year.
Oh.
So it's like, you know, how do we move forward? Not only dogs and cats, but other things too. Like, for instance, one of my favorite things is Kanye doing things.
Oh, Kanye yeah. doing things so good.
It's such a great account because it's like, yeah. here's Kanye eating ice cream. Here's yeah. Kanye going for groceries. And you're like, wow, Kanye does normal stuff.
There's an account called Mascots at Attention, and it's mascots for sports teams during the national anthem or moments of silence. And it's...
Yeah, because they have to.
It's another one.
So good.
Okay, another one you gotta follow. Influencers in the Wild.
Oh, so
it's
yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's like behind the scenes.
It's
yeah.
the behind the scenes of influencers. So people catch them when they're on the street doing influencer stuff. It is amazing.
I might
amazing.
Be on that page.
Oh, I live on that page, man. It's amazing. We gotta call Heyman. What's yours?
I'm obsessed with these two dogs that just came on. They're brother and sister cane corsos, and they're the absolute cutest dogs I've ever seen in my life. They've made me obsessed with these dogs that I'm actually going to go out and buy one. It's called Captain and Nyx. And they are the absolute cutest puppies. I swear to God, if you take a look at them, you will fall in love with these.
I'm
two
looking
instantly.
Captain and
Nyx is N-I-X.
I don't see them. Oh, that's why, because I spelled and wrong.
That'll happen.
Ah, yeah. There it is.
It's actually Captain underscore and underscore Nyx.
Oh my God, there's only like 27 followers for these guys.
They just came on. They literally just came on. I'm a cane corso lover, and I saw them, and I fell absolutely in love with these two things.
Are you sure they're not your dogs, and you're just trying to give them a hug?
No, I wish. I actually reached out to the person who owns them and asked them where they got them, because I am absolutely going to that.
Wow.
Oh, look at these babies. They're so cute.
Beautiful dogs. Hey, thanks for your call, man.
Thanks, guys.
And we got a billion on our text messages. Thank you for texting in. 999-TJ, what do we got?
Some non-animal related ones. At Home Edit. It's ridiculous. I love it. Now, Home Edit is like an organization page, so they'll post photos of closets that have been organized, and it's all color-coded. It's very satisfying. I was just going through it, and I found it very soothing. This one from the 905. If anyone is looking for some good clown content, follow my ex.
Oh.
Yeah, that's
our
white
people.
Good text.
Yeah, that's a great text.
Good text.
Getting back into animals, though, at LFC Dog Guides, it's an Instagram page for guide dog school in Oakville. So many puppies learning to be professionals.
Oh, my goodness.
And then there's the classes, of course, like Esther the Wonder Pig and Doug the Pug and Juniper the Fox, a rescue account for mainly foxes, but the owner posts a lot of informational videos about wild animals.
I forgot one that I wanted to tell you guys about. It's not an animal. Mm. You guys ever been to Satisfying Cleaning?
No.
It's just an Instagram full of things being cleaned.
Oh, I like that a
lot. It's like a power washing.
Really?
Oh, power washing is huge on Reddit.
Yeah. Okay, okay.
He said out loud.
That's true.
All right. Here's what I want you guys to admit.
Okay.
Your most embarrassing Instagram follow. Go.
At Adam Wilde.
No.
That's so weird because mine is also at Adam Wilde.
All right. Well, mine is Historic Homes of America.
Cool.
Whoa. Hey. You hear that siren?
Yeah.
That's the cool guy alarm.
There he is.
Also, you should follow if you want a good local follow and you like to be hungry. T.O. Foodies.
Oh,
It's added 10 pounds to my waistline, but so worth it. Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
No more Roll Up the Rim cups this year due to coronavirus. Tim's has confirmed they will be moving most of their contesting to apps and will be scrapping the Roll Up the Rim cups due to the current public health environment. They said they're going to be redistributing $30 million in prizes to restaurant giveaways and digital contests. So the idea being is that you download their app, and they were going to do this anyway, where you would, if you bought a cup, I think you would get like three rolls for free on the app, something like that. But Tim Hortons also joined Second Cup, McDonald's, and Starbucks, who are going to stop accepting reusable cups and will be sticking with paper only. This is all because of coronavirus.
Oof.
In other news, Dua Lipa and John Krasinski are going to be on SNL on March 28th,
amazing.
And that is going to be amazing because, one, Dua Lipa is amazing, and of course her next EP, Future Nostalgia, is out on April 3rd. But John Krasinski, pardon me, Jim Halpert will be
Thank
on there,
you.
And he is delightful, and it's going to be amazing. And he's pre-promoing Quiet Place 2,
yes,
which he directed.
Right. Yeah.
I love John Krasinski.
Yeah.
You're charming, funny, good-looking.
Jim.
Everything
I love Jim.
To stand some gin. And there was a robbery at Yorkdale over the weekend. There were five suspects, four of which were caught by a cute doggy. Authorities managed to apprehend all five suspects, the four of them with the help of a dedicated canine officer, name of Django.
Aww.
Django was introduced to the world on the Toronto Police Operations Twitter account. And of course, we were just talking about animals that we like to follow online. Django does not appear to have an Instagram feed yet. But he should. He's a very good
boy. He's a working
boy.
Dog, TJ. You can't expect him to be online.
Yeah, he's busy.
He's doing the job. Sometimes when you're in the airport and you see the dogs there and you're like, I want to pet you, but you're working and I can't.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you'll tackle me. And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Wow.
All right. So how about we destroy some debt? We into that? Let's do that. So text debt in your name to 999-999. And you can win $100 instantaneously when Robin calls your name out at 9 o'clock, which is two songs from right now. And have yourself a great morning. 15 degrees for the day.
Woo!
We're in for a good one.
It's going to be hot.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, DJ, and Jax.
99.9 Virgin Radio.